Test 68, Section 3, Question 4. Here we're looking for what can be properly inferred from the statements above, so what can be inferred. It says, over the last few decades, outcries against pollution have brought stricter regulations of emissions. So public outcry means we've got stricter regulations. The cities that had the most polluted air 30 years ago now have greatly improved air quality. So now it's better, and this would not have happened without these stricter regulations. So it wouldn't have happened without the regulations. So basically what it seems like they're getting at is, well, in at least one case, public outcries have helped things get better. So A, in the city with the worst air pollution, the air quality is better than it was. Well, potentially, because it says the cities that had the most polluted air 30 years ago have greatly improved air quality. Good enough to hold on to. No city has worse air pollution today. We don't know that's true, just of the cities that were the worst before. Most of the public outcries against pollution came from people in the cities that had the most polluted air. We don't know for sure that that's where the outcry was coming from. The most polluted cities today are not the cities that were the most polluted 30 years ago. The problem with this is all we know is that they're better than they were, not necessarily that they are better than other cities. And so D, not quite, although it's tempting. Public criticism led to an improvement in the air quality of the cities that had the most polluted air 30 years ago. Well, that one's pretty good, because it says if we have public criticism, and it's public outcries of these, led to an improvement in air quality. Well, we know that they have greatly improved air quality. So E seems pretty reasonable. So we look back and say, well, what about answer choice A? So it says, the A said, in the city with the worst air pollution today, the air quality is better than it was 30 years ago. If that had said, in the city with the worst air pollution 30 years ago, it's better today, it would have been okay. But A, even though it sounds good at first, it's taking the wrong group. We don't know about the people, the cities that are the worst today. And so E is our best answer, because we do know that public criticism did make a difference in the air quality of those cities. So therefore, E is the best response.